So anyway, we're in the Thrill Hill Project, and for those of you who don't know or don't remember, we actually don't have vision at this church. Like, we don't, at Grace and Mercy, we're not like, here's our vision statement. We actually have three hopes. And it's actually an important distinction, because we hope to be a people who gather, and this is a part of it, right? And so we'll get used to this nighttime gathering. I believe it, like, today was so brutal. It just threw off my whole rhythms. Normally I wake up, I'm done, I get to go downstairs, I have my coffee, hang out with the kids a little bit, enough to stay sane, and then we go to church. And it was not like that today. It'll be better when football's on earlier in the morning, so it'll keep my mind distracted. We hope to be a people who gather, and this is part of it. And by the way, like, getting together, like, I hung out with Sean a couple times this week, and that's part of gathering. Like, that's just what it is. Phone conversations, you know, text messages, all that is what I consider in part gathering. Liking Facebook posts or arguing on Facebook, that's not gathering. So, but it's a part of it. But it's good to be face-to-face, and it's good to do this. And we want to be a people who gather together to worship God. That's why we start every service like that. And then we hope to be a people who pray. And we do this by, last week we had a prayer meeting for Casino Road Kids Ministry, and we'll talk about them more in a moment. For Casino Road Kids Ministry, and if you have your bulletin, the prayer requests are there. You can continue to pray for them as they do good work. We do this by praying during our service. We do this by learning about prayer through the Psalms. And we do this just in our individual lives as well. And we just are learning, hope to be a people who learn how to pray. And then we hope to be a people who serve as well. And so this Thrill Hope is, we as we learn to be a people who serve, we want to be equipped and inspired to serve. And so I don't know if we successfully do that all the time, but that's beside the point. I think that we're growing in this direction, and I think that we are learning to serve, and we're learning what it means to have empathy for people and really dive in. And so each month we take a different organization. Like a couple months ago we did SEED, and last month we did Monroe Gospel Mission. And for those of you who didn't get to hear this, like... that was such a blessing. Last week my mom shared that as we gave to them at the end of the month, we do an offering Sunday at the end of each month for these organizations. They were like, we gave $500 as a church to them, and the lady started crying as I gave her this check for $500, and I'm like, I don't know if that's tear worthy. Like, I guess it is, but what had happened was a couple ladies moved out of the house, and they needed $500 to cover their rent for that month. And lo and behold, here's like the first of the month, and here's this check for them covering exact amount that they wanted to, that they needed to cover. And so we get to take part in that. We get to take part in what God's doing at Monroe Gospel Mission. And that inspires me. And so I would hope that it would inspire you. And my mom even said, I've heard of this happening, but I've never been able to take part in it. And now you have. So it only took you 70 some odd years or whatever. So we're good. And so this month we're looking at Casino Road Kids Ministry. And if you don't know their website, you can write it down. It's crmkids.org. And you can go on and peruse their website and check out their stuff. I think it's really good. But one thing I just wanted to do was read the Casino Road Kids Ministry's mission statement and then the verse that they have with it. It says, Casino Road Kids Ministry seeks to bring hope and purpose to children by sharing the love of Christ through serving and mentoring. And their verse is Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And I love this because this is what's happening at Casino Road Kids Ministry. This is what's happening in these places where these kids are being loved on, cared about. Actually, Sean and I got together with Tyrone this week, and some of the stories that Tyrone shares about, like, I don't know if we could tell them in church, to be honest, some of the stories, but most of them we could. But, like, he's really able to provide love in a place where these kids aren't being loved constantly. And being able to provide direction in a lot of the stories that he was telling this week were stories of kids who I don't know if they knew what hope was, so to bring hope, but like they didn't know what direction to go in life. They didn't understand where they needed to be headed, and yet, like through these mentors and these volunteers, they can help steer them in the right direction. And so as we get to take part in what God's doing at Casino Road Kids Ministry, I'd encourage you, if you're looking for a place to volunteer with kids, it's great. It's fantastic. It's really good work. Joe's been doing it for, 6 months, Joe, right?
Yeah, about 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, and taking summers off, but it's really good work. And if you want to hear a good description of what goes on there, Joe actually gave an awesome testimony last time we talked about Casino Road Kids Ministry. By the way, bro, I think it's like the second most downloaded thing on our like download thing, but that's only still at 10. Like, so it's cool. Like, I want to build you up, but it was really good. It was a really good testimony of what goes on there and what God is doing in these kids' lives and in the lives of the leaders. So I would encourage you, as we hope to be a people who pray and serve and do good works, that you will continue to pray for Casino Road Kids Ministry, that you'll continue to lift them up in their prayers as they get ready to start their programs up again this next year. They're going to be doing it in the schools this year, which is totally awesome. And they're able to do Bible club and all that good stuff. And so... let's just pray for Casino Road Kids Ministry right now, and then we will move on. Father, I thank you so much for Casino Road Kids Ministry, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing through their ministry. I thank you for the longevity of that ministry. And God, I pray that you will continue to do a work there, and that you will continue, that your presence will just continue to be in these schools, Lord, as they just seek to bring your hope and your peace to these children. In Jesus' name, amen.